Well, KX93.5 is really privileged to be joined now by the lead singer of Roadcase Royale, the band that we are featuring along with Nancy Wilson of Heart on December 8th at Irvine Bowl here in town. Her name's Liv Warfield, and we're so thrilled to talk to her. Hi, Liv. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. This show is a huge deal for us, man. I just want to tell you how grateful we are, because every year we only get one chance to put on a big major concert in Laguna. We have this beautiful amphitheater, the 2,600 seats, that just goes unused throughout the year. So we're the only rock concert in it on an annual basis. So it's so important that we continue doing it, and we're really glad to have you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. We're excited. I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome.
Really excited.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about about the band. We've told our listeners a lot about Roadcase Royale and your collaboration with Nancy, and a little bit about you. But you know, why don't you tell us the story? How did you two even come together for this super group in a way?
Oh man, so I was so lucky to be invited to open up for Heart at the Hollywood Bowl, and when I got that call. First, I had to kind of like reset my thoughts because I couldn't believe it was happening. And it was with the symphony, which is even cooler. So I think we did two nights at Hollywood Bowl. And then I was like, I just have to meet one of them. Like, I'm not going to leave this place without meeting Anne or Nancy, somebody. So I was lucky enough to know that Nancy was supposed to be still lingering around. She had a big smile on her face. And I walked up to her and I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And she was just so gracious, and of course, we probably could have stayed there and talked for a couple of days, but she said, well, you know, let's not just talk about it. Let's actually, like, have lunch one day, like, in L.A. So I also talked to her about, I kind of wanted to do some rock stuff already. I was kind of already in that mindset, and I wanted to send her some stuff to listen to, and we continued the conversation, actually, in L.A. I kept up with her. I kept emailing her, and I was like, we're meeting up, and we finally met up, and it clicked. Like, I felt like it was just such a great friendship from the start. It was crazy. It was magic. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you were surprised that she even wanted to have lunch with you, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, she's right. She's like, okay, people can talk about it and always say that, and she's absolutely right. Like, I'm actually going to call you. I'm going to keep calling you. And, it finally just clicked, and I was like, oh my God, it's Nancy Wilson of Heart. For real, this is happening.
So how long ago was that then?
Man, that's like 2 years. It's been 2 years.
And then
actually 2.5 going on 3.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And well, then at what point does the conversation come up of, you know what, we should start a band?
Well, I guess, you know, we were kind of talking about it, and Nancy just kind of had this, like, buzz, this feeling of wanting to go out. She's like, you know what? Let's just start writing together. And I was like, yeah. You know, like, I was sending her my music, and then she had that interest in also my guitar player in my band, too, Ryan Waters, which is phenomenal, which is incredible. So she asked us to come see one of her shows. I believe it was in New York at the time. And we saw one of their shows, and instantly then we just kind of started talking about it, like, let's write, let's do it. And Ryan and I both looked at each other kind of like, oh, are we really about to do this? And then literally, I could not, 2 weeks later, we're both flying to L.A. We're sitting in the circle with some of the members of Heart, some of the other band members, like Chris Joyner, Ben Smith, Dan Rothschild, and we had a couple songs in mind. We kind of started with Joni Mitchell and Steely Dan, just kind of was testing each other out, basically. We were in a kumbaya circle in the beginning, and after that, the first couple songs, we just looked at each other and knew, like, it clicked.
Yeah.
Like, right away. You know what I mean? Because sometimes energies are important, and, you know, just to make sure everybody gets along. but we instantly knew it, and we just started writing more, and Dan came up with so many amazing songs for the Chris. Like, we all work really, really well together, and you could see that on stage. It's really cool to watch.
Yeah. Well, when you signed up for that project, when you knew that you guys were going to be writing together and you were going to kind of bring your R&B and soul to Nancy's rock and roll and make this really cool fusion of music, did you also know you were going to have to try to upstage Ann Wilson? Did you know that was part of the gig?
Oh, Oh God, Upstage is not even in my vocabulary.
Okay, like, all right.
I don't, that's the thing. Like, I was already nervous to text when Nancy's like, people are going to be crazy on you. And I'm like, what? Oh my God, like freaking out. Because I love Anne, and I tell her all the time, like, I'm just so, like, taken back by her voice, really. And just her showmanship, her voice. And so I just wanted to be able to do the song the best way that I could, and the best way that I could actually give my take on what it feels like to sing Crazy on You and some of the other Heart songs, which I'm thankful to sing with Nancy, V-Stream. So I honestly, I feel really lucky to be able to do this.
Yeah. Well, were you nervous about the reception of an audience? Maybe the first time you sang a Heart song, thinking like, "Oh man, what are they going to think?" And then maybe surprised later at the reception.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. Absolutely. I was because I just these songs I grew up with, and so I just wanted to show people the way how I want to interpret songs, and hopefully they'll accept that. So it's been really good so far.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, and again, it's just so much energy, and I just feel really lucky I'm able to sing with Nancy, and also do the original song of Rotate that we've all written and put our heart and soul in. So yeah, it's really fun.
Well, how do you think that even works, that combo? You guys are such different artists. I mean, you have such different musical backgrounds, yeah, but it comes together in such a unique way. Why does it click so well, would you say?
I think it's because, there's no ego involved. You know what I mean? I think everybody came with songs with no ego. We all just kind of accepted and really rolled with our art in our own way. And we were just open with ideas, and everybody was just open. And we wanted it to sound and have its own DNA. I mean, there's also, let's be real, sometimes we'd be like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not going to work. But within that process, everybody was like, okay, cool, what's next? If you can have a team of people and bandmates that are just open to possibilities of different sounds and vocals and lyrics, that's it. You're winning with that to me. And that's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, again, we're on the phone with Liv Warfield. She's the singer in Roadcase Royale, the band that we're featuring at our KXmas concert on December 8th. Tickets online at kx935.com. That's Liv's collaboration with Nancy Wilson of Heart. Another thing I want to tell you about the show, Liv, is that we've got three bands, including yourself, playing, and they are all led by females. So we went the rock chick route this year. We think it's more important than ever, especially this year with everything that's been going on. So we're kind of making a statement up there. I just want you to know that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I do want to hear about that a little bit. I mean, obviously you and Nancy come from an industry that's pretty male dominated. Has it been harder to claw your way up there, because of that? And does it affect you every day? Or is it easier than we think from the outside world?
That's a great question. For me, I don't feel affected in a way that I don't let it affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I just keep pushing, and I don't feel like I want to have any thought of barriers. I feel like I need to go into every situation knowing that I'm in control. And even in my destiny, the way I walk, the way I just, of course we all have trials and tribulations, people go through things. As a woman, I really try to press on and move forward. It's not like a lot of these things aren't obvious to me and I don't see it. I try not to let it affect me because it can.
Yeah.
And I just try to encourage other women to be strong and just kind of push through whatever you're going through. We all know the heaviness of the world right now, but if you can learn to be a light, if you can learn to shine that in the right way, then just keep that. Just keep pressing forward in that way. That's how I choose to live.
Yeah, very well said. And it doesn't hurt that you've got the most trailblazing female rock star of all time in your band. So
that's what I'm saying. Yes. That's another thing I love Nancy for. Absolutely love her for is I admire her for her strength in every way. She's taught me so much. And even watching her and even watching her interview and watching her talk to people and how gracious she is to others, you know. It inspires me, you know, a lot. She's very generous with her light, and I love that about her. Yeah. I love that, you know, she's easy to talk to as well. So
how beautiful. Well, I am supposed to interview Nancy, by the way, but she had the fire near her house, and then she had jury duty, so we're still trying. She's like, she's a regular human. You have to remember that.
Absolutely.
Well, again, Roadcase Royale playing our concert December 8th, Irvine Bowl, called KXmas. I'm also curious, Liv, did Nancy like try to coach you on how she wanted her heart songs to be sung? Did you ever talk to Anne about how you wanted it to be sung, or did you always have free rein on making it your own?
Honestly, Nancy gave me free rein. And also, I was the one more like, okay, Nancy, like coming to her like probably every 5 minutes, but asking her, is this okay? Is this okay? I do it this way. And she just kind of like distrust it, you know?
Yeah.
Just trust your instinct of how you sing it, you know? So I'm thankful for that. And even, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Anne, and I hope that I'm doing okay. again, I'm just singing the songs is how I grew up with them, but, you know, how I feel them in my way.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful to be able to do it, because when I sing it, and at the very end, it's kind of like I pause and I wait, and it's like, okay, is it okay with you all? Is it all right? You know, because they're heavy fans, you know, heavy heart fans.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to respect the music. That's first for me, very, very much. So.
Yeah. Well, I also want to hear about your original stuff. Obviously, you guys have a record out and the single called Get Loud, which we're all going to hear, you know, on the stage at the show. Tell us a little bit about that song specifically. Yeah. It's the one I want to play when we finish this interview. So what's that all about, and how did it end up being the single?
Well, that song was really, really, really special. We didn't actually write the lyrics for me and Nancy kind of like changed some of the lyrics. Forgive me, I will find the name of the writer, because it's not hitting me right now.
Okay.
But, Get Loud was really, really, really special for the both of us. That was kind of like our first song that we wrote, because we knew it was about women's strength and to be kind of, you know, be able to overcome a lot that's going on, as we all know, the Me Too movement and you know, all of that that's going on. So to the women in the back who don't feel like they have a voice right now, we felt like we wanted to sing this song for also the Women's March. It was used for the Women's March when it came out. So it was really important that the words were heard. People who aren't using their voice to kind of give, you know, we wanted it to be able, so you can hear that we're singing it too. We're not afraid to know that all of this going on right now. We want you to get loud. It's like, no girls like us in magazines, you know? And it's true. you know, we want you to know we feel the effect. And Get Loud is one of those songs. And now that all women are leading this show coming up, it's even more important that we sing it. So hopefully when people hear it, they're going to love it.
Yeah.
And understand why.
Well, now I'm even prouder that we've got all females on stage at this show.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
I want to ask you like a red carpet kind of question. It is not my expertise, but I've noticed you have a very, very unique style, maybe a very deliberate style on stage in terms of what you wear. So I'm a dude and I have even no idea what I'm talking about, but like, do you pay attention? Is that important to you? Because it looks cool to me.
Oh, cool. All right. Now I got to try to come up with something better when we go.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I just, I like to play around with different styles. I could probably tell you I probably had like maybe 7 different hairstyles, and like I'm always just wanting to, I guess it's vibe, you know, I just kind of like to go slow on how I feel.
Yeah.
You know? I have fun with it. Well, yeah.
How are you going to wear your hair for our concert? That's an important question.
Oh, that is a good question. Well, my hair is pretty short. I don't really have long hair anymore. So yes.
Oh, well, then I guess we only have one option.
The one, exactly. Exactly. I'm sure the wig, but I don't think I'm going to do that either. So.
Well, like I told you, this is oh so important to our town that this concert happens. It's also important to our radio station. We're a nonprofit radio station that's dedicated to advancing the careers of independent artists everywhere. So all the money helps fundraise for our mission, our radio station's operation here in Laguna. We've been around for about 6 years, and this concert's our biggest fundraiser every year. So you guys being here is a huge help to us. Whatever you can do that night of, and to help us promote the show leading up to it until December 8th, we're really grateful for. We want to pack this place. So
I love it. I really do love that. So yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We are really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. Nancy's excited too. So yeah,
awesome.
We're so pumped about it.
Cool. Well, I'll see you that night, Liv. In addition to being a radio DJ, I'm also in charge of managing the show. So I'll be running around.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Liv Warfield, Roadcase Royale with Nancy Wilson, December 8th here in Laguna Beach. Tickets at kx935.com. Liv, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.